love, love the choral sound, particularly of the 1990s, characterized by those three particular choirs that really blessed the Canadian fabric, the Canadian gospel fabric. I'm speaking of Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Crusade Choir, James Hall and Worship and Praise, Craig Hayes and United Voices. We're going to end with the final recording that actually took place in the new millennium, live in Toronto, the seventh episode. I'm speaking of Ricky Dillard and UG, one of the few artists in the gospel music industry that I can say I have a very genuine friendship with. He is considered by far one of the great, great choir directors of our time. Tagged, labeled choir master. Actually, he's releasing his latest album later this month in January. But I'm taking you back to 2007, an album recorded at the Rhema Christian Center in Toronto, Ontario. It's entitled The Seventh Episode. Ricky Dillard and UG showed up and showed out. Here's the track One More Chance on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Baby, baby. COVID-19 is quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. For more information, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Lift our worship to you tonight, Jesus. We come because we want to worship you with everything that we are, God. No matter what we came in here carrying tonight, Jesus, we want to say, God, that you're still worthy. You're still deserving of our all. We lift our worship to you, Jesus.
Lord, we are ready. Send down your rain. Your extra mile for you.
Here we go. Hey, yo. Fellas, why don't y'all tell me about that extra mile?
At the halfway point of the show, it's now 7:30. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Would you believe a throwback jam featuring the Winans with leads by the late Ron Winans and R. Kelly? A duet, yes, R. Kelly and the late Ron Winans with Go That Extra Mile off the album All Out here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. Before that, Shalia and Isabel Davis. You're listening to the best, the brightest in gospel music on a Sunday morning here in the Montreal area, 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca. On the World Wide Web. We're getting ready to go from DC's Classic Corner into Jennifer's powerful playlist. I'm going to feature three outstanding winners from BET's Sunday Best. Get ready for that. But first, here's music from the Bowl Worship Center Praise Team, Breath of Life, on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Breathe on me, Lord. 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 Breathe And now,
Mind, Soul, and Spirit present Jennifer's Powerful Playlist.
Just like
definitely zoned in to the best, the brightest in gospel music on a Sunday morning here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's now 7:38, and that was music featuring the Breath of Life Worship Center and Praise Team with the selection entitled Breath of Life. Well, it is time for JB's Classic Corner. And as I mentioned, I want to highlight three incredible vocalists, all winners of the BET Sunday Best. Going to start with one of the all-star singers of our time. Compared to Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle, I'm speaking of the one and only LeAndrea Johnson, gospel and praise and worship singer. Journeys to the recording career almost ran like a plot for a made-for-TV movie of the week, as she overcame plenty of obstacles, hardships, and personal disasters to get there. Born on January the 23rd, 1983, LeAndrea was the twice-divorced single mother of three children when she fell on hard times, losing her home to foreclosure the day before a friend convinced her to drive all the way to New Orleans in a borrowed car to audition for the cable TV show BET Sunday Best. LeAndrea ended up being declared the winner at the end of the show's third season in 2010, and she remains one of the pillars in gospel music today, signed to RCA Inspiration. Here she is with the selection entitled Better Days on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Cause every
It's now 7:44. That was the unmistakable voice of Leandria Johnson, one of Sunday Best winners, a third season of the BET Sunday Best, an extraordinary voice and a very colorful character. Leandria Johnson with Better Days, another vocalist who has won the competition on BET is Jeffrey Golden, a native of Cleveland, Ohio, whose audience grew significantly after he won the seventh season of BET Sunday Best Gospel Singing Competition in 2014. Signed originally to RCA Inspiration, the son of a pastor, Elder Kevin Dickerson Golden, and the brother to choir director for Howard Gospel Choir, Reginald Golden. He set out on his path by serving at his father's church, the Glenville Church of Christ. Additionally, he has established the Cleveland Worship Weekend, co-founded a ministry at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, and has worked with Church of Christ Holiness USA as the National Congress Coordinator of Praise and Worship. Jeffrey Golden is special. He released an album in 2021. Here is that single entitled Sea Revival on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Open up the windows, open up. up the floodgates, pour out your spirit. Open up the windows, open up the floodgates, pour out your spirit. Say now, open
up the windows, open up the floodgates, pour out
your spirit. Yes, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men will see visions, old men will dream dreams, and whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we call on you.
Wrapping up another edition of JB's powerful playlist here on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Sunday Best winner Melvin Crispell, and before that was Sunday Best winner Leandria Johnson. We're going to conclude this powerful playlist by featuring the latest Sunday Best winner on BET. I'm speaking of Melvin Crispell III, a native of Charlotte, North Carolina. Melvin grew up in a musical family, the son of renowned gospel organist and former musical director of James Hall and Worship and Praise, Melvin Crispell, and the celebrated gospel singer and recording artist Tanisha Crispell, his mother. Raised in the church, he began singing at age two. He was also, while in high school, he lost both of his parents, his father passing unexpectedly back in 2014, and his mother dying shortly thereafter, a battle with cancer in 2016. After these tragedies, it was then that Melvin Crispell III entered the national spotlight after winning BET's Sunday Best competition in 2019. Here is Melvin Crispell III teaming up with Miranda Curtis with the selection The Blessing on CKUT 90.3 FM.
unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give peace. Ave, 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 ave.
May the Lord bless you.
Oh, And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents the inspirational word of the day.
That it's 2022, and I also can't believe that we are still in the midst of a pandemic. But nevertheless, we must continue to nurture our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, and we must remain hopeful. It's very important to reflect on the past year before moving forward into a new year. So I've put together a list of 22 questions to ask yourself as you enter 2022. So let's get started. How has the pandemic affected your mental health? What lessons have you learned in the past year? How did you handle stressful situations? What are you grateful for? What were some of your strengths? What were some of your weaknesses? What bad habits do you need to break? Are you asking for specific help in certain areas when you need it? What specific change could you make to make your life a little better? What or who do you take for granted? Are you taking care of your health? What mistakes have you made in this past year? What were some of your successes in 2021? When was the last time you said, I love you to someone? Family member, friend, children, girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse? Were you intentional about paying off your debt? Are you saving money for the future? What areas